this is Vice Kingdom FM. It is 7:15, and believe it or not, on the phone we have got Gary McClintock, a.k.a. Gary Tank Commander. Hello, Gary.
Oh, how you doing, Ali? It's Gary. I can't even believe it. I'm actually on the Kingdom's FM.
I know, exactly.
Listen, this is the barrier thing that's ever actually happened to me, apart from the other stuff. Listen, it's great to speak to you. What's going on?
Well, I mean, we're very excited about having Scotland's newest reality TV star on the radio, obviously.
Thanks very much.
What, I mean, how does it feel? Obviously, you know, the second series of your programme, are you finding people are stopping you in the street a lot?
They are, but I'm wearing a lot of camouflage at the moment, so folk can't really see me.
Right.
That's a joke, Ali. That's a joke. I know, but folk are stopping me, and I'm like, hiya, how you getting on? And then often they'll say, I'm all right, and then I go, well, I'm all right. This conversation's kind of over. But it's good fun. It's good fun. I'm really pleased that folk are enjoying the show, and listen, I'm on Kingdom FM. What's not to like about my life?
I know, exactly. I mean, you're kind of like the biggest star in Fife at the moment. And is it true that you are responsible for an overwhelming rise in the sales of cheesy pasta?
I don't know, kind of like, all I would say is that, seriously, if anyone's listening, like, if they are, I don't know, kind of, if they are, like, I can't even see folk, obviously. But if you've not had cheesy pasta, get in about it. That's all I'd say, is get in about it. It's cheesy, it's pasta, which is all the goodness you need. So hopefully, if folk are new to it and they're enjoying it, then I'm just really pleased that I've introduced them to it.
Every time I stop people in the street and ask them about you, it's always, oh, a cheesy pasta.
Do you stop folk in the street and just ask them about me?
I do, I'm a bit sad that way.
You're a bit of a rat, Charlie.
Well, you know, I'm just hoping that they'll go, oh, well, you must be that guy off the radio, and it never happens.
Oh, no, listen, I would ken you in the street. I would ken you, I swear. If you were talking to yourself, I would come up to you. I'd be like, oh, I recognise your voice. It's Ali. It's the Kingdom of them.
Yeah, right. So listen, right? So you get your TV series at the moment, right? So if somebody hasn't watched the TV and seen you on the TV, tell them about what they're missing at the moment. What's the programme all about?
Basically, and I don't want to be big-headed about it, but it's basically the best thing ever made in any kind of form. Sorry, I'm sorry, there's been a weird noise in the background there. It's basically the best thing ever invented. And it's a show about, just it's about us, it's about the lads, it's about Ken, like the army, it's about Ken, just like, literally, if I was going to sum it up, I'd say it's about loads of stuff. Just tune in the Kingdom. Just get everyone in the Kingdom tuned in about it.
I was watching the other night and you lost a tank.
I did.
How did you lose a tank?
Well, we just lost it, but we tried to play a joke on Charlie, and then obviously Sergeant Thompson was up to his old tricks, or his new tricks, because it's only Series 2, you couldn't say that. And he was just kind of just trying to wind us up, but actually, obviously, thanks to my quick thinking, we prevailed. That's a big word, Gary.
I'm quite impressed with that one. That's quite a word. I've been asking for what they want to ask you. Lisa Taylor wants to know how old you are, because she's trying to work out whether she ever went to school with you.
All right, Lisa, I do remember you, and I didn't think half of that stuff was true. And I'm 29.
29, right, okay. Linda Spence wonders where your accent's from. I mean, obviously it's a Fife accent, but which part of Fife?
Linda, don't get wide, seriously. Linda, I'm from the Bay, and you ken that. And anyone, like, listen, a few folk have said to me, Garrett, are you from, like, South Africa and that? I'm like, no, I'm from the Bay, so just get your ears sorted out. Just get them plunged or whatever it is. What is it you say, you get your ears plunged? Get the wax out. Just, honestly, I'm from the Bay. Like, I'm still effectively Jenny for the Bay.
Jenny from the Bay. Now, listen, see, on your TV shows, you've got the wee clips that you've shot when you've been out, you know, whatever, of you doing all the dance routines to the songs and all that. So obviously, with you getting famous, do you think there's any chance that, you know, folk like J-Lo and all that are going to want to come, you know, come and do some of these dance routines with you?
Well, listen, they could send their CV in, but quite frankly, if J-Lo sent me her CV, and fair enough, she may have done admin, she may have done music, I'm not actually that bothered. The bottom line is, she's no getting in one of my videos, unless I say so, right?
Aye.
And to be honest, I don't quite think she's got the moves